With his lined, windburnt face and slow Limousin drawl, he reminded his followers of the old ways, La France profonde, and all kinds of comforting verities that had been pushed aside by modern life. He kept a peasant's innocence, and in 1966 got into deep mired with his colleagues for agreeing to a newfangled drugs test, which they were all refusing. But he also kept a shrewd business head on his shoulders. He knew the value of a franc. Ever since he and his brothers had broken their bedroom window and been told by their father that there would be no money to mend it until the spring. It was therefore oddly satisfying that his great rival, Jacques Anquetil, was everything he was not. A well-off, pale-faced, blonde-quiffed, almost ghostly Norman, withdrawn and unflamboyant. Anquetil won the tour 5 times. Yet to his fury, the French still loved Poupou more. The depth of their duelling was witnessed by 500,000 spectators when in 1964 they battled up the Puy de Dôme in Auvergne side by side, Anquetil on the mountainside and Poupou on the precipice edge. So close that their elbows knocked and Poupou could feel the hot breath of Maître Jacques on his arms. He gained 42 seconds over him. It was not enough to win the tour, but he did not mind too much, as he never did. One reason to be relaxed was that he was making a lot of money, more even than Anquetil, some said. From the start, he had been astonished at what cyclists earned. His first prize, 80,000 old francs for coming second, would have taken him 6 years to get by farming, or substantially less time at the poker table, where he was a skilled bluffer.